The substation is located next to Spike's Cafe in between the Egan Classroom Wing and the Egan Library. Juneau Police Lieutenant David Campbell says JPD will use it as necessary, but will not maintain regular hours there.
The substation isn't just for the university, but it's more for the back loop, Auk Bay, kind of out the road region, so that we could meet people at the substation. We could do interviews. Officers could, you know, go there to eat their lunches and just be a little bit more of a presence just for that part of the community.
The main police station is in Lemon Creek, and JPD has one other substation near the downtown transit center. Campbell says Juneau Police divide the city in two areas. One includes downtown and Douglas. The second encompasses Lemon Creek, the Mendenhall Valley, and out the road.
When they go downtown, they'll spend their entire shift there. So the downtown officers, they use the substation quite a bit. The CSOs, I mean, the downtown substation is manned almost continually to some degree. The one at the university is not going to see that type of activity.
Currently, Campbell says JPD doesn't go to UAS that often, only when the university contacts them or during a normal patrol check. Crime rates are low on the Juneau campus, but Michael Seary says there are situations when it'll be convenient to have an officer nearby. Seary is Vice Chancellor of Administration at UAS.
Take, for example, the library. It's a public library, and that means that sometimes there's members of the public who walk in who are problematic. The process that they would use now is that they would call and local law enforcement might show in and say, look, you know, you need to move along. At this point, it'd be altogether likely that there would be actually an officer there just adjacent to the building.
At the end of June, UAS ended a contract with Gold Belt Security Services to monitor security cameras and perform rounds at a student housing complex between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Those responsibilities now go fully to Residence Life staff. The cost savings from the $108,000 contract went toward improving security camera coverage. Seary says the agreement between CBJ and UAS doesn't require any exchange of funds. It's a zero-cost item for the city. The university is dedicating the room, parking space, phone line, and furniture.
I'm also a resident of the Auk Bay area, and so, you know, the idea that we will now have sort of these anchor substations at either end of town, one downtown, one in the Auk Bay area, as well as the police station in the middle, it just seems smart for the community.
The UAS substation could lead to a permanent Juneau police presence in Auk Bay, but Campbell says that will be far in the future and depend on staffing. JPD recently hired three new officers and plan to hire a few more next month. The department is considered fully staffed with 52 sworn officers. Right now, they have 43. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.